I don't know if it's a good thing or if it's a, man, you need to slow down on collecting content kind of thing. But I don't remember any other time in my life where I think I had to have the most information that I could possibly hold in one day. I don't remember running to an Encyclopedia Britannica saying, give me more, give me more, give me more. You know, like the movie Short Circuit, input, give me more input. I need input, give me input. But it seems like we're always going to Google, Yahoo, Bing. We're going everywhere to find answers. But is it the right answers? Receiving that wake-up call where you go, whoa, whoa, you mean the information they're putting on X doesn't have to be real news? They can put anything up there? Whoa, hold on. I've got to readjust the way that I'm living my life. I've got to filter this journey. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Daily Mess, a chronological walkthrough in everyday world. I am a daily writer. I am a silent wolf. I sit on the edge of the forest, the edge of life, and I listen, I study, I observe, we do a little bit of research, and then we play it out, and we see if it's right, if it's wrong, should we have? I don't know. This is The Daily Mess. We do live in an age of way too many questions and too many Google answers. Doctors and dentists laugh at me all the time. And then they openly admit, we do the same thing. We just go to the internet first. How is this even possible? The experts are going to AI technology? It's happening. They do the same thing. We're all human. We have a lot of people-isms. I mean, I wish we could go back to the days of having no internet. The same is true about Apple Pay and ATM cards. When all things are readily available, we tend to spend too much time and money in that moment of now. 20 years ago, I wouldn't have Googled about walnuts being very good for you. And the answer is yes, because they've got omega-3 in them, which is brilliant for your heart. Why aren't we all these incredible professors and scientists? I mean, all the information is here, but what are we doing with it? There are so many answers around each and every one of us every single day. We should be scholars and rewarded for it. Could it be that we aren't activating what we're digesting? We get a sip of the answer, and then we move on to the next available question. What are we doing with all of this knowledge? Are we bringing it to a positive place? Or, as one author told me today, we've always been aggressive toward each other. We're collecting knowledge so that we can one-up the chum. Oh, I've heard about that. I did that too. But let me tell you what my adventure went on. It's always like we're always trying to outdo the people that we're with. And one of my favorite things to do as a silent wolf is to just sit there in that circle and do nothing but listen. Of course I judge. Of course I do. Because I'll sit there and think, did you really, really do that? Because if you did, I commend you. But if you didn't, I feel for you. Because that's like when people call in sick and they say, yeah, my great uncle passed away. And it's like my heart goes, I feel for you. But I hope that's a real reason why you're not coming into work today. Because karma is a bitch. So let's go back to that. In this day and age of too many questions and too many Google answers, how are you responding? Are you addicted to that internet? I am, but I'm trying to break free of it. And the more that I find myself away from it, the tougher it is to keep up with these conversations. So therefore, it's forcing me to listen to others. But it takes me back to that point when I talked about X. Do you believe everything that you're hearing? It's tough to digest, and it's tough to be present in your moment of now if you're trying to be activated in this place that has constant change and challenge. How are you dealing with the answers you're getting from Google and Yahoo and Bing? Are you activating them, or did you just need to know? I'm Arrow, and that's The Daily Mess.